This is your pal Jacob with a question for you. Have you ever had that feeling, I'd be a better person if I just weren't like myself? I know it sounds funny, but it's really how some people feel, even people down Gilead Lane.
What I need.
Well, there's good news, ladies.
There is?
Tones for Teens has two new home highlighting kits to help you shine. Pick up your box today, making blondes brighter and brunettes bronze.
I need to be a brighter blonde.
Tones for Teens will make people see you for the woman you're becoming.
That's the problem around here. Everyone thinks I'm still a little kid.
Come on, Haley, turn the TV off. Your cartoon's over.
You almost missed Milk and Cookies because of that show.
Milk and Cookies? Kid stuff.
Fresh from the oven.
Is there any dough left?
Nope. Jimmy already licked the bowl clean.
No fair. It was my turn for that.
But my dad's taking me up to the mall on Saturday morning before we have to work at the bed and breakfast.
Becca... All I'm saying is that if I don't start getting in shape soon, I'm never going to make varsity track.
It's only February, Brooke.
The end of February?
Why do you have to start training this Saturday?
Indoor season starts next month, and Luke and I already made plans to go on a long run.
Fine.
Besides, maybe it'll be good to just be alone with your dad. You know, with everything that's happening.
And that's exactly why I wish you were coming. Oh, I know he's going to try to talk me into seeing Joan. I can just hear him. She's your mother, Rebecca.
Don't get mad at me for saying this, but don't you think it's a little different now that she...
Now that she has cancer? It doesn't change what she did.
I know, but... Becca, don't you think...
Let's just drop it, Brooke, okay? We're at your house now, and I don't feel like talking about it.
Careful, Tim, don't spill the milk.
Okay.
Hi, girls. You're just in time for some fresh cookies.
Snickerdoodles.
I helped Daddy make them, too.
They look great.
Thank you.
Oh, you should have brought Luke with you, too. See, if I remember right, he loves schnickerdoodles.
Yeah. Well, he usually goes straight to see Joan after school.
Oh. I didn't know he went so often.
Well, hey, it's probably better he's not here anyway. Cookies aren't the best thing for getting in shape for track.
All he hears is right.
I don't think so, Tim.
So, I only have a few more weeks of freedom like this, Mom. Until my nights are jam-packed with track practice and homework and helping Dad out at the store.
Thanks for squeezing me into your schedule before it gets too busy, Luke.
I'm still gonna come as much as I can.
I know you will.
Are you sure I can't get you anything, Mom? Water or crackers or maybe a sandwich? Dad always likes it when I...
No, thank you, Luke. But I really don't think I could eat anything right now.
But you're so skinny, Mom. And I never see you eat anything anymore. And
Luke, please, stop worrying. You are getting more and more like your father every day.
I am?
I think so.
That's what Mrs. Morrison told me the other day, too. I guess I just don't see it yet.
Mrs. Morrison said that?
Yeah.
Luke? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What... what are the Morrisons like?
Mom, you've known them longer than I have.
I know, but... not really. I bet Mary Morrison was a real help to you while I was... when I... you know, when I was gone.
She's great, Mom. She really is. They all are.
I'm sure they hated me.
No, they didn't.
I'm sure they thought I was the worst mother they'd ever seen.
Mom, they're not like that. They actually never said one bad word about you.
Luke.
Really?
Of course they wouldn't. Everything is always about God, about faith.
They believe the same as I believe, Mom. The same as Dad, the same as Becca.
That was always something that I could never really connect with you on, wasn't it?
Have you ever tried, Mom?
Oh. That's not for me, kiddo. I'm not like any of you. I don't have goodness in my bones.
Neither do I. And none of us do. It's only because of Christ dying for us that...
I'm sorry, Luke. I don't think I'm up for talking much more today.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Thank you for staying as long as you have. Thank you for coming at all. I don't deserve it.
Oh, Mom.
I do have one more question before you go.
What is it?
Oh. What about your sister? Does Becca really have a faith like you do?
Yeah, why?
You just seem different. You and your dad.
Maybe I should stay, Mom, or call Dad and see if he can get it.
No, I'll be okay. Really. Please don't worry about me. It'll only make me feel worse.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, too.
So did Becca leave right after you all ate the cookies?
Mm-hmm. She was upset when I asked where Luke was.
Because he was over visiting Joan.
Right. Oh. Right. As soon as it came up, Brooke changed the subject so Becca wouldn't get too worked up about it.
That's our Brookie. Always trying to protect the people she loves.
Oh, that picture!
Hi, Haley.
Poof, what's the matter, Haley?
Hi, can we get rid of this thing?
Haley?
Haley Grace, don't turn that picture over. It's the most recent one we have of our family.
Oh, I know. But you leave it out here in the living room, in the middle of the sofa table, where everyone can see it.
Well, that's the general idea of a picture.
But I look so little in it.
It was last year. You weren't that little.
Mom, look at my hair.
Oh, I know. I loved when you used to wear it like that.
Oh, me too. Those pigtails are my favorite.
So sweet.
Yeah, maybe when I was two.
Two?
Haley, you were 9 years old.
Exactly, and I shouldn't have worn my hair like that. Can't we get a new picture taken?
And what would you do differently?
Well, I was thinking something to make me look older. Brighter, you know?
No, I'm afraid I don't know.
How can you look brighter?
Glad you asked, Dad. It's my hair, you see. I could add a few years to my look just by making myself a brighter blonde.
A brighter blonde?
Why would you want to add a few years?
See, there's this new thing out by Tones for Teens. It's a hair highlighting kit.
Absolutely.
I could do it right out.
Oh, you're right there, Missy.
No highlights for you. Yeah.
But it'd be so easy. And it would make me look more like the woman I'm becoming.
Like the woman you're becoming?
As opposed to what?
Instead of like a little girl.
Oh, honey, don't.
Haley, you are not getting highlights.
But, Mom.
The answer's no. Now, go on upstairs and brush your teeth, kiddo. You have school tomorrow and you need to get to bed.
Maybe just a few lighter streaks just on the
top.
Good
night,
Haley.
Night.
What if I part my hair like this, Brooke?
Hold on.
Look at me.
Hold on. Now what?
Do you think that if I part my hair on the side like this, I look older?
You look cute.
Oh, I don't want to look cute. I want to look pretty, beautiful, anything but cute. Babies are cute. Puppies are cute. Kittens are cute.
Yeah,
little chubby, drooly little things are cute. I don't want to be cute.
Sorry.
Oh, tell us how you really feel, Haley.
I did.
I thought you girls were getting ready for bed.
Me too.
We are. I'm ready. I'm just experimenting with my hair. Can I please, 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 please get it highlighted?
No.
Dan.
This is the part where I leave. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night, buddy.
Are you sure I can't?
So sure that if you ask one more time, you will be doing all the dishes by yourself for the rest of the week.
Sorry, Dad.
Thank you. Honey, why are these highlights so important to you anyway?
Oh, I just want a new look. An older look. My hair's been practically the same since I was in kindergarten.
You know, I think you're right.
Well, I like your hair, Haley. What's wrong with it?
It was fine for when I was a kid.
For when you were a kid?
And you think a haircut would make you feel older?
Now, a haircut, I can understand.
Uh-huh.
See, highlights, no. But a haircut would be okay.
You'd let me get a haircut?
You know, for all the pestering you've been doing, maybe we shouldn't.
Daddy, please! please.
If your dad says it's fine, then I can make an appointment for this Saturday.
Please, please, please.
I already told you I'm fine with a haircut.
Yes!
But you realize that once it's done, you can't undo it.
I know.
And if I hear one word of complaint about
it. I won't complain, Daddy.
Ah, okay then.
Yes!
All right.
Get to sleep.
Sleep, Dad? What are you doing up?
You know I can't resist the smell of warm milk.
It helps me relax, and if you don't like it, then go back to bed.
I'm just kidding.
Are you thinking about Mom?
Yeah. Dad, she's getting so much worse.
It's happening so much faster than I thought it would.
Hey, how come I wasn't invited to your little midnight party?
Hi, Bex.
Hey, sweetie. Can't sleep?
Yeah, looks like it runs in the family.
I'm glad you're awake, actually. Hmm? Well, there's something that's sitting pretty heavy in my heart.
What is it, Dad?
Rebecca, I know you're not going to want to talk about this, but do you think you can please hear me out before you start yelling?
Dad, I never mean to yell.
I know. But I know you're not going to like this. I've been praying a lot about this, and as you both know, your mom's not doing so well.
Dad.
Hear him out, Becca.
I don't think that she has much time left, and with our guest room in the basement and the separate entrance there, I think it would be good for us to have her move back in here.
Dad, no.
I think it's a good idea. I'd feel a lot better if she wasn't alone, especially since I'm going to get so busy with track.
No.
Are you sure, Luke? You think it's a good idea?
Yeah, I've been praying about it, too. I was going to ask you what you thought about it.
Well, was anybody going to ask me? Because I hate it. I don't want her here.
I know, Rebecca, but she's dying.
We're all she has, Bex.
And she was all we had. I'm going back to bed.
Bex!
Rebecca. I know that I'm the dad here, and I'm supposed to know how to handle this, Luke. But it's so hard to know what to do.
I think you're a great dad. Becca's gonna be okay.
She has to stop running soon. I'm going to talk to your mom tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be able to move her in here on Saturday afternoon.
Just a few more snips, honey, and you'll be all set.
I can't wait to see it.
Thanks for squeezing us in today, Rosie. I know Saturdays are busy.
I'm glad I had an opening.
I know you have to get back to help Mrs. Taylor move, but maybe we can stop and pick up some new clips and bobby pins on the way home, Mom. Those look great in short hair.
And it is short.
What?
Well, it's a short style, but that's what kids are doing these days.
And teenagers, too. Not just kids. Right, Rosie?
Sure, honey. It's the pixie style. Everyone wants it short.
It's a big change from what you had, though, Haley. Your hair was past your shoulders.
I want it short now, Mom. It's what everybody's doing.
Well, it's short. There we go. Are you ready to look in the mirror?
I'm ready. Twirl me around, Rosie. Oh, no! It's terrible. I look like a boy. Why'd you let me do it, Mom?
Let you?
Yeah.
Haley, Grace, it's not that bad. Now keep it down a minute while we go through the teller window.
Why do we have to go to the bank now? Can't you do it later?
I told your dad I'd deposit this while we were out. Now just hold on a second.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'd just like to deposit this into savings, please.
Thank you. I'll just be a second.
Okay.
Mom, look at me. You can't even tell I'm a girl anymore.
Oh, Haley.
Here's your deposit slip, ma'am.
Thank you.
And here's your sucker for your little bell there. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
He called me a little fella, Mom. Did you hear that? He thinks I'm a boy. You should have named me Hal or Harry.
Oh,
I should have never cut my hair. I'd even wear pigtails again.
Haley Grace, do not let your father hear what you just said after all the begging and pleading you did.
But I didn't think I'd look like your son.
Now, you stop crying right now. First of all, you do not look like a boy. You're overreacting.
But, Mom...
I am not done. Your hair does not look that bad. It just always takes a little getting used to. And may I remind you whose idea this whole haircut was?
Mine.
That's right.
I was just tired of everyone seeing me as a little girl.
Well, I'm not a good one to talk to about that, because I adore you being a little girl.
Oh, Mom.
Why are you trying so hard to rush things, Haley?
I just thought I could help things along, that's all.
Honey, real growing up and real change can only happen on the inside. You know that. God works from the inside out.
I know.
A haircut won't do much for you, sweetie.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh.
Well, are you sure you'll be able to lift that handle, Luke? I mean, I don't want you to injure yourself so close to track season.
I think I can handle it, Mr. Morrison.
All right.
Hello?
Oh, there she is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hey.
I had no idea you guys would have gotten so far already.
Yeah. Hi, honey. How was the haircut?
Ooh, lots of drama. Oh. I'll tell you later.
Oh, boy.
John, I think we can take the truck over once we load up these last boxes.
Oh, great.
You need my help with anything?
No.
Actually, Mary, the guys won't let me lift a finger.
Well, that's as it should be.
I was wondering if you'd mind sitting with me a while.
I'd love to.
You guys go ahead. Come on, Luke. Ready? One, two, three. There we go.
Make sure that box is marked.
John said Haley got a haircut today.
Oh, yes. And she's our little drama queen. You'd think the world was ending.
That bad?
Haley is of the sort that believes if you can change yourself on the outside, you may get what you want on the inside. Does that make any sense?
I'm afraid that's the way I've lived my whole life.
Joan,
No, it's all right. At least I'm beginning to see where I've gone wrong all this time.
I did not mean for you
to
take it.
It's okay. I guess it's kind of why I wanted to talk to you today anyway.
Is everything all right?
Actually, no. I don't think so.
What is it?
Where do I start? You know, Mary, I think I've been jealous of you since the day we met.
Jealous?
Your marriage, your children, everything. It's this strange calm you've always had, even when I knew you were overwhelmed.
Joan, it's not what
Please, let me finish. You've always been so selfless. Not me. I felt so suffocated, and when my kids and my husband felt like too much, well, I just left.
Jonah.
Mary, I didn't want to be ruled and defined by being a mother and a wife. I'm as bad as Haley. I thought if I could just change the things outside of me, I thought I'd be able to breathe again.
When I told you about Haley, I didn't mean for you to...
No, it's okay. I'm glad I can talk about this with you. I guess I'm just thick-headed. It takes being pushed to the edge, this cancer. And this isn't some kind of deathbed confession, Mary. But coming back here, seeing you as someone my own children depend on and look up to. I've hated you, Mary.
I never meant to hurt you.
That's just it. That's what makes me resent you even more. I know you don't mean to hurt me. I wish you did. It'd be easier to hate you. I'm little girl. Do you know what it feels like, Mary, to look into your child's eyes and see absolute hatred staring back at you?
Becca doesn't hate you, Joan. She's in pain. She doesn't know how to feel right now.
You know, I came back here thinking I could fix things. I came to put the pieces back together. I thought I could do it. One look in Rebecca's eyes, and I knew I didn't stand a chance.
Rebecca loves you, Joan. It's only because she's loved you so much that she's hurting so badly.
Why would she love me? How could she love me? I don't deserve it.
and there is nothing I can do to fix things.
You're right, Joan. No, you are right. There is nothing you can do. And if it's Becca's anger that's made you see that, then God bless her for it.
What?
Joan, God is the only one who can put all your pieces back together. The only one who can make your family whole again. You can't do a thing. None of us can. And as far as forgiveness, well, none of us deserve that either.
You don't know. I've messed things up so badly.
It's never bad enough. God doesn't have any limits.
But I've ruined this whole life I've had. I'm nothing.
Hey, you just said that most important thing. You are nothing. Christ can only come in to change and heal us from the inside when we lose our focus on ourselves.
But how does God know if you... No, I can't.
Yes, you can. God knows our hearts. Now you just need to ask him to help you. Tell him that you love him and that you want to be washed by the blood of his son. Thank him for that gift.
I don't know how. Can you... Would you help me?
It would be an honor.
Both Haley and Joan discovered something very important today, that it's not what you change about yourself on the outside that's important to God. It's what's in your heart that is most important. To understand this, let's look at one of the most quoted verses in Scripture, John 3:16. Now listen carefully. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Everything God talks about in the Bible, everything we hope you hear in this program, is to help you consider your life and your future with Christ. Write us, email us, or call us toll-free. We'd love the opportunity to share with you the truth of Jesus Christ and help you discover his personal invitation to join him in his forever family. Write letters to Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Call us, 888-224-2324. Or find email links and our instant message address on our website, gileadlane.org. This week's episode, Brighter Days, is a production of CBH Ministries, because God loves kids. It was written and directed by Beth Culp, produced by Simon Guevara, engineered by Lee Nordine, music score by John Campbell. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob. See you again next time, down Gilead Lane.